We are missing the marathon on 98.5 UPS. I'm Larry Roberts. Right now we have a chance to talk to one of the most accomplished female paddlers in marathon history, Lynn Whitty. She would have been paddling her 41st marathon this very night. And Lynn, no marathon this year. Has to be a big disappointment.
It's a disappointment. This summer has been like that. It's just a very unusual feeling. And it's hard to say disappointing because we keep saying it'll happen next year, so let's just wait it out. But it is very unusual.
And Lynn, you are the president of the Michigan Canoe Racing Association. How difficult has it been trying to put a race circuit together this year with all the restraints and restrictions that you have to deal with in different towns that would be hosting races?
It's actually been very difficult. We think we have everything all set, and then at the last minute something changes, whether it's a permit or whatever. So we try to work around it. Unfortunately, a lot of events have been canceled because of that.
And with the marathon canceled, of course, you still have a couple more months of good paddling weather. What races do you have still left on the calendar for this year?
We hopefully have Mayo and Paradise. Those are the only two that will be possibly left this year.
Right. So now the paddlers have just been keeping in shape, paddling, and yes, two races left. And it sounds like you guys are still trying to make the best of a bad situation.
Yeah, it is. In another respect, it's a good thing because I think we paddle with different people, maybe new people, because we have, you know, we're not so concentrated on training for the marathon. So in that respect, it's been a positive.
Your partner you're going to paddle with this year, Maria Schilling, she had come into town to do some paddling with you?
Yeah, she came in July 1st so that we could train all and do the races that were in July normally on the Asables. So she's been here. So we've been training. We tried different boats. We tried different ends of the canoe. We did a lot of different things. We're going to paddle some sections tomorrow. We're going to paddle like the stump field. But other than that, yeah, we've just been paddling a lot of the river. For her, it's a good experience in that sense, too, that she doesn't normally see it other than at night, some sections. So I've shown her those.
And she'll come back to paddle with you next year.
And she'll be back next year, yes.
All right. Well, Lynn, we appreciate you taking some time with us this evening on what would be the night of the 73rd Consumers Energy Asable River Canoe Marathon. We look forward to seeing you again, ready to paddle for next year's race.
Yes, thank you, guys.
I'm Larry Roberts, and we are missing the marathon on 98.5 UPS.